Well, it is such a privilege to have you join us on this beautiful Sunday morning. I thank God daily for you, that you love the Lord as well as you care about Him and His Word, and as well as that you love the Word of God. Thank you for always supporting us on this broadcast live every Sunday at 7:30. And I trust that you have been blessed, and I know some of you have been enjoying these messages and all the comments that we receive in terms of how much these messages have changed your lives, and keep on sending those messages as words of encouragement to us, so that we will keep on going strong, be strong in sharing what God is saying in this present time and present season. To our church family, a warm welcome to you, and I trust that you have been well. The banking details that are on the screen is for your offerings, your tithes, your first fruit, as well as your extraordinary givings. We're coming to almost the end of the year, and we are trusting God for an extraordinary year in 2022. And therefore, I want you to all believe that God will certainly make a way where there seems to be no way. It is important that you all have your vaccinations. And I see now it is open to the younger teens. And I trust that they themselves will take personal responsibility and ensure that they have these vaccines, because this will be the lifestyle of every person in our country, that to ensure that you have a card and you are vaccinated, because I'm sure in due time, this will be one of the requirements in our country in order for you to be legally going anywhere. We are speaking on the principles of prosperity. All this that I've spoken about thus far has to deal with your prosperity. I said to you last week, and we've started that, I laid a platform, I set a foundation in terms of what I want to talk about, and I said to you that when we look at prosperity, we look at prosperity holistically. We don't only look at prosperity physically, in our physical well-being. We look at prosperity in our physical, our social, our spiritual, and our mental well-being. This is a fourfold prosperity. And I know a lot of us have been locked down in the past years only understanding one-fold prosperity. And then when we saw someone else being prosperous in that area of their lives, we sometimes we lost hope. Sometimes we got excited, sometimes we wanted to be better than them. And what we never realized, that the language of God is fourfold prosperity. His word teaches us about fourfold prosperity. And therefore, you need to understand that. Another word for prosperity is the word blessings. And I said to you last week, a blessing is a supernatural success and protection and happiness beyond what is deserved. This means that you and I don't deserve this type of blessings, but it is a supernatural blessing that comes from God for His people, for His sons on the face of the earth, so that we can be blessed and extraordinarily blessed, so that we could enjoy what God has for us on this place called planet Earth. While we're doing that, the whole of creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God, which means while we are enjoying what God is doing for us physically and socially and spiritually and mentally, We got to know our position and our place and our purpose on the face of the earth. Our purpose is to reflect Christ on the face of the earth. Our purpose is to bear the image of Christ on the face of the earth. Our purpose is to be a representative of Christ on the face of the earth, so that we will deputize the earth. And when we deputize the earth, we know that God will be pleased with us. That's what Jesus did. Jesus deputized the earth when he came more than 2,000 years ago, and he ruled and reigned for 3.5 years before he left the Holy Spirit, or he sent the Holy Spirit to help us to rule and reign with him while we are seated in higher places. And I spoke about last week about the examples of prosperity in the Bible that the Bible speaks about. And I said Abraham was prosperous. I said Isaac was prosperous. Jacob was prosperous. Jesus was also prosperous. The Bible tells us he lacked nothing. And then I also shared with you that prosperity is in the will of God. Prosperity is not outside the will of God. If someone is teaching you that you don't need to be prosperous because you're going to disappear soon and you're going to take nothing with you, that is not the language of the Bible. The language of the Bible is that we must be rich with plentiful. The language of the Bible is that we need to enjoy while we deputize on the face of the earth and represent Christ. The Bible teaches us the earth is the Lord's and everything that is in it is ours. And therefore, you need to know that prosperity is in the will of God. There are different terms that refers to prosperity. I spoke about the good gift last week. I spoke about promotion that refers to prosperity. Strength, growing from strength to strength refers to prosperity. Increase refers to prosperity. Glory to glory refers to prosperity. Blessings refers to prosperity. Wealth refers to prosperity. All things that pertain to life and godliness refers to prosperity. Every spiritual blessing refers to prosperity. Abundant life refers to prosperity. Therefore, you could see there are many things in the Bible that refers to prosperity, for our prosperity, that the church does not pay attention to. And I said that God takes pleasure last week in the prosperity of his servants. That's right, those who work for God, which means you do the will of the one that sent, that called you, sent you. And I want you to know that it is scriptural to pray for prosperity. And last week we dealt, there's nothing wrong to ask God for prosperity, because the will of God is for us to be prosperous. And then I spoke about the purpose of prosperity. This week, in the principles of prosperity part 2, I want to touch on keys to prosperity. This is going to take us some time, and I'm going to go very slowly, because I want you to understand the importance of these keys. And today we might just have time to go through one key. And that is a very important key in my life and your life. Many people miss the mark of understanding how important this key is for our prosperity. And the key that I want to speak about for prosperity is the key of the presence of God. You got to have the presence of God, church, in your life in order for you to prosper. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you this way. For a believer, it is not possible for you to prosper unless you embrace the presence of God. Which means the presence of God must be in you, around you, with you, for you, above you, behind you, before you. The presence of God must be dripping like oil right from your head to the hems of your garment, wherever you go, because the presence will make you prosperous. It will have you to be prosperous physically, socially, spiritually, and mentally. That's right. The presence of God is imperative for my prosperity and your prosperity. You see, church, many people don't understand the importance of the presence of God. Because if you understand the importance of the presence of God, you will reverence the presence of God. You will honor the presence of God. You will ensure that you embrace the presence of God first in your life. Then all other things will be added unto you. And I want you to know that the presence of God is very important. If you could turn with me to Psalms chapter 16, verse number 1. The psalmist writes, "You will show me the path of life." This is what is declared, that you, God, you will show me the path of life. In your presence, there's a declaration in the book of Psalms. In your presence, which means even psalmist David understood how important the presence of God is for his well-being, for his social being, for his physical being, for his spiritual being, mental being. Psalmist David understood this. And he said, "Your presence is full of joy." There is a joy that comes upon a believer when there is a presence. And the Bible tells us that this presence is a key for my prosperity and your prosperity. And it says, "At your right hand are the pleasures forevermore." Church, I want you to know that the pleasures for my life and your life is at the right hand of God. His presence in my life and your life will unlock and decode the very pleasures that God has for us. And we can enjoy it while we are on the face of the earth. We don't have to wait for another season in our life to enjoy, another time in our life to enjoy this. We can enjoy this now because it's there for us. All you need to know is how to embrace the presence of God. And the Bible says that the presence is the fullness of joy, which means if you want to be joyous and happy and excited and you want to have a stress-free life, you need the presence of God. The presence unlocks the pleasures of God. Joseph understood the presence of God in the Bible. A lot of people read Joseph, but they don't know how Joseph was so prosperous. And the reason why Joseph was prosperous, because he had the presence of God with him. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 39, verse number 2 and 3. The Lord was with Joseph. That's right. The Lord was with Joseph. Let's interpret that. The presence of God was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. You can see the presence alludes to the successfulness of Joseph. And the Bible tells us that he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw, which means this presence was not only in Joseph, was not with Joseph, but it shone out of Joseph. It became reflective out of Joseph. So that the master that he submitted to in Egypt, they saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hands. You see, when you have the presence of God, the next thing follows is prosperity. A lot of people want the prosperity without the presence. The presence and the prosperity goes together. That is a key principle for your prosperity. is to embrace the presence of God. Ezekiah understood this. The Bible tells us that Ezekiah was prosperous because God was with him. In 2 Kings chapter 18, verse number 7, the Bible says the Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went. How did he prosper? He prospered because the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, which means he was well with his soul, which means he was embraced socially, which means mentally he was strong wherever he went. Also physically, he was wealthy wherever he went. How did this happen? The Lord was with Ezekiah. And you know that the presence caused Ezekiah to prosper. David was prosperous because God was with him. And the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel 5:10. So David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. So prosperity is the consequence of God's manifested presence. When you have God's manifest presence in your life, which means this present shows forth, shows up, illuminates in your life, prosperity is the result. You see, church, lots of people don't understand how important the presence of God is for your life. And the Bible tells us that so David went and he became great. Why? It's the Lord God of hosts was with him. Wherever David went, God was with David. And the Bible tells us he became great, which means he became recognized. He got promotions after promotions, which means people honored him, which means people looked at him with love and great admiration. Because there was a presence. I want you to know that this presence, that is God's presence, is very attractive. And therefore, when you carry this presence, you've got to be very careful, because not everybody will enjoy the presence of God on your life. They'll become envious of the presence of God in your life. And then they will start to do stuff, make accusations. They will start to belittle you. They will start to cause you agonizing pain. They will insult you, backbite, speak against you. And these are the things that happens when you are embalmed with the presence of God. But the Bible says, above all those things, God will still prosper you. He will raise you up above the insults, above the bad comments, above all the challenges of life. He will raise you up. The presence of God will raise you up to be a prosperous man or woman. Why? It's because God's prosperity and presence is above all these noble things. Therefore, you need to know that David was was prosperous. The manifested presence in your life has to deal with principles. The way you get the manifested presence has principles. And the principles to obtain the manifested presence is, number one, you've got to have a very prayerful life. This means you've got to be talking to God all the time. Not only when you are in your closet is a good place to speak to God. But when I speak about talking to God all the time, which means when you are driving, you must speak to your God. When you're at your workplace, you must speak to God. Any situation that cannot be solved, speak to Him first. When you are down and out, speak to God. Because your communication to God is your key for the manifested presence. This is what happens when you talk to him. That means you're praying to him. You're communicating to him. All the time, he releases his manifested presence to answer the desires of your heart. Praise. This is not only deals. Praise does not deal with singing only. That means you're praising God. Whether in lip form or in song form, you're praising God for who he is. This is not singing the happy clappy songs and having goosebumps of the movement of your body. This is out of the sincerity of your heart, the abundance of your heart, your mouth praises him for who he is. You don't have to sing, "You are good, O Lord." You could tell him, "Lord, you are good." That's a praise. You don't have to sing, "Hallelujah, blessed be your name." You could say him or speak to him and say, "Hallelujah, Lord, blessed be your name." You see, that's the praise. Obedience is another principle for the manifested presence of God. Repentance is a principle for the manifested presence of God. If you want the presence of God, make sure that you have a repentant heart. You have the ability to forgive and forget. Unity is a principle for the manifested presence, which means if you are joined together, if you are united together, if you are one together, the presence comes. That's why you got to be one with your wife, one with your children, one with your families, one with your neighbors, one with your brethren. Unity brings the manifested presence. Integrity, to have an integral life, brings the manifested presence of God. Fellowship in the name of the Lord brings the manifested presence of God. You see, you've got to have the presence of God in order to be prosperous. We look at 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse number 2 and 12. We notice that during the transit of the Ark of the Covenant from Gibeah to Zion, we find that the Bible teaches us that the Levites were forbidden to touch the Ark. Uzzah, who was a Levite, the Bible says when the ark became unsteady and almost fell, Uzzah was prompted to touch the ark, to hold the ark in position so that it would not fall. And the Bible says God struck him dead. This Uzzah was in a direct violation of an instruction of God that a Levite must not touch the ark. You see, when you are in a violation, you will lose the presence of God. You can even lose your life. The Bible tells us Obed-Edom, amidst all the atmosphere around there of fearfulness and death, Obed-Edom volunteered to have the Ark of the Covenant in his house for 3 months. Here's the story in 2 Samuel 6, 11 and 12. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And then the Lord blessed Obed-Edom. Why? The ark of the Lord is a representation of the presence of God and all his household. Now it was told that King David saying, "The Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought the ark of God from the house of Edom to the city of David with gladness. You see, when the presence is there, prosperity must come. Obed-Edom prospered because the ark of the covenant, which is the type of the presence of God, was in Obed-Edom. He willingly received the presence of God. And the Bible says he was blessed. David saw that. And remember something, Obed-Edom was a Philistine. Can you believe that? When God's presence is in a person, no matter who you are, you will be blessed. Obed-Edom was a Philistine, yet God blessed him. He was not a physical descendant of Abraham. The blessings were promised through Abraham, the descendants of Abraham. Obed-Edom was not a descendant of Abraham, but yet, because of the presence, God blessed him. He accepted the Ark of the Covenant in his house. You see, the consequences is that God will bless everything that has his presence. God will bless everything that has his presence. You see, if God could bless Obed-Edom while he was a Philistine, we have a better covenant with a better promise in Hebrews 8 and 6 tells us. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Bible says, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, that is, your body is the house of God. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ into his house, that is your body, you will not prosper. Prosperity comes when you accept Jesus Christ into your house. He is the presence of God. This means that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your house, that is the house of God, your body, your temple of your Holy Ghost, this means the fourfold prosperity will not be evident in your life. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He wants to get into his house. He wants to bring himself, his presence wants to be in you, to prosper you. But your door is shut. And the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. The presence of God is waiting patiently, church. Because God wants to prosper us. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:10, God's plans are to prosper us. A lot of people say this verse. They quote this verse. They write the verse on the back windscreen of the vehicle. But they don't know what the requirements are. The requirements are is to embrace the presence of God. The presence is a key principle to unlock the prosperity of God in your life. I said, in order for you to get the presence of God, I'll go over it again, to receive the manifested presence of God in your life, you must have a prayerful life. You must praise God at all times. You must be obedient to his word. You must have a repentant heart, which means you must be a man or a woman that is of great repentance. You must have unity amongst your people, amongst your neighbors, amongst your family. You must be sacrificial, which means you must always make a sacrifice unto the Lord. Your altar must never run empty. You must have integrity. Integrity plays a vital role in your prosperity. And you must fellowship in the name of the Lord. Remember something? You must fellowship. That means you must get together in the name of the Lord. There is no other fellowship except the fellowship in the name of the Lord. I trust this morning that you have been hearing attentively and you've been paying attention to this key principle of the importance of the presence of God for your prosperity. This is part two of the principles for prosperity. Next week we will deal with part three of the principles for prosperity. And I trust that you've been blessed. You go over and listen to this, and you will examine where you stand as the Church of the Living God with regards to God wants to bless you. Are you ready? Are you ready to be blessed? To be ready means that you have to ensure that you embrace the presence of God in your life. May God bless you And may he keep you. May his face shine on you. I bless you. Lift up your hands this morning. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you've been challenged by these messages, WhatsApp us and we will certainly help you to understand these things in a better way. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right now and you want to embrace the presence of God for your prosperity, send us a message and we will call you back and let you know how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Please WhatsApp us messages on our WhatsApp line so that we will know how much you have been blessed and challenged and how much you're enjoying this series of Principles for Prosperity. See you again next week. God bless you during the course of the week. I'm out right now and my time is up. God bless you all.